Hi everyone, welcome back. This is Heather. This is Alter the Podcast. I appreciate you being here. And I wanted to give a short intro for today's guided meditation practice. So I'm calling this a morning meditation for moms, but this meditation is really for everyone because we're all givers and nurturers in some way. But for the mamas out there, you might find this particularly helpful, beneficial for you as you are exploring meditation in the morning time, maybe before the family wakes up. But whether that is the case for you or not, I thought I would share a little bit about how this came out, the inspiration behind this. So right now in my life, there is a lot going on. So I am recording this in the funnel of Alter, the last few weeks of Alter being as it is right now as a brick and mortar movement studio. And there's a lot of activity flowing through me, and there's a lot of these memories that are coming in and my meditation times and beyond that of scenarios that were so beautiful and all of the community that I love so much and that I'm gonna miss and I feel like I'm already sort of grieving about. And so in my meditation practice this morning, some of the techniques that are coming from instinctive meditation were just sort of flowing through, just like one technique after the other, and it thread together in this really beautiful way. And so basically I'm just sharing this with you as a guided meditation practice of how we might use the memories of people that we love or people that are in our lives that could use prayer or loving support, loving thoughts, those people that we're concerned about, you know, especially I guess as human beings, but of course as mothers, and stories that I hear of moms of like, so often in the meditation time, it's moms thinking about everyone else, right? So we can utilize what the brain naturally wants to do and actually invite it into our meditation time, which you'll see in this guided practice. And there's many more techniques thread throughout, but I would say that this meditation kind of stems from that thought that, you know, our thoughts and those people that we love and those things that we're thinking about and the things that we need to do in a day, or those things, those people that we're tending to, you know, that we're going to be tending to in the day and giving to, that those are not a distraction in our meditation, right? We learn through instinctive meditation that we can actually welcome and embrace those movements of our mind. And when we do, that can lead us to experience the opposite, which is a deep state of rest and rejuvenation, which as moms and as those of you that lead very full lives like me, you know, we need that. We have a craving for rest. We have a craving for rest and to give ourselves time outside of sleeping time to give into that, and how deeply restorative and healing that is. So let's get on to our meditation practice today. I hope you enjoy this. If you do, please reach out. I'd love to hear from you. Any feedback, any comments, any questions. I look forward to offering more guided practices throughout the month and beyond. We'll see you on the other side. Enjoy. Good morning. Let's begin our transition into our meditation time, taking a couple minutes to be natural with ourselves. So we have these check-ins, first with the body and just recognizing if there's some motion, some stretching, some movement that you feel called to do at the beginning of this time, and give into that desire or craving. And if the opposite is true for you, say yes to that. Finding that comfortable, relaxed, easy body position that you feel ready to settle into. We'll take 1 minute here to continue to say yes to whatever is true and real for us in our physical bodies as we enter this practice time. This reminder that your eyes can stay open, they can close down. You can continue to move your body if that calls out to you within this practice time. Permission to give over to a restful, easeful, still shape as well. So again, this overarching theme of saying yes to being natural with yourself, saying yes to any cravings or desires within this meditation space here in the beginning and as we continue together. And we're going to take a few minutes to love what we love, to purposely bring in those in our lives that we are tending to and caring for and thinking about. So let's recall and remember anyone in our lives right now that could use some extra love, some of our own love energy, our loving thoughts and prayers, if that's a practice for you. So an intentional time here to think about those that could use some of our thoughtful, loving support from afar. You might imagine a particular color or a showering of loving words happening around them and inside of them, and just you in their presence, showering them with any supportive thoughts, words, or colors. And let the next person flood in, whether they could use some extra attention or loving thoughts, or it's a sweet memory of those that you are tending to and giving to throughout the week. And now let's invite our attention to go into the to-dos if it hasn't gone there already. To let the mind do all of its brain dumping as if this was a journal entry. And say yes to the flood of things to do, happenings of the day, the people you'll be seeing, those you'll be tending to, that you'll be engaging with. A purposeful yes to letting the brain do all of its activity, its dance. Remember, you can move your body, your eyes can open, you can sway, you can shift shape as we open the floodgates. Brain, I say yes. I'm gonna watch and observe all that you need to think about and process and consider and contemplate. And now let's invite our attention to embrace and acknowledge this rhythm of breath. That sense of activation and filling up with the movements of the mind and all of the intensity of our lives. And this opportunity to sigh, to exhale, to feel a sense of tension releasing out as we release that breath out through the nose. And a purposeful filling up with the to-dos, those that we love, all of the activity of our lives with that breath in, and the opposite experience, a sense of release, sense of letting go of tension, going towards that experience of giving in to rest and release here with your exhales. And now, as you're breathing in, I'm going to invite you to breathe as if you're smelling something that's delicious. Taking a breath in as if you were smelling that first spring flower, or that favorite wine, or that smell of your most favorite chocolate or coffee or perfume. How do you breathe when you're imagining that you're present with a smell that feeds you, a smell that is enticing to you? Now, an opportunity to rest. Permission from me to you. I invite you to give yourself permission to yourself to give in to the experience of rest. The body resting. The breath getting quieter. To recall those times when you just wanted to lie down and you wanted the world to stop just for a second. Let's give in to that craving right now. I'm going to invite you to give a little gift to yourself through a word or a phrase, something that you would like to be infused with today. As a giver, what gift, what thought can you give to yourself to support you today? And a few times of repeating that word out loud a few times, if possible. Could be a word or a phrase. And the silent repetition inside of the mind. allowing those words to float away. Be in the sensation of those words. Sensing any movements inside of your body, any subtle motion you can become aware of right now. Let's place the hands on the body intentionally. You might choose a area of your body that could use a moment, that could use a moment of intentional awareness, or like you offered to others, this moment to be sort of loving, caring for this part of yourself. Feeling that sense of touch, your own hands on your body. Let's flutter the eyes open if they've been closed. Coming back to the sense of vision, tuning into your environment. Another minute of our transition here out of our practice. You might take a sip of any beverage that's close by. You could add some stretching or motion once again to the physical body. If you have a journaling practice, you might journal here for this last bit of our time together. Good, and let's end our practice with a quiet breath. Exhaling through the nose. In through the nose. And back out. Wishing you a day. Love for others. Love for yourself. Giving to others. And also giving to yourself. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time. Thank you so much for being here. If you enjoyed this practice, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast and my YouTube channel. Search Alter Movement Studio on YouTube to find me there. Once subscribed, that will ensure you never miss the next available guided practice. Also, if you are looking for daily accountability and over 70 classes, join me in my virtual studio. You can sign up this month for $1. Find a link to sign up for Alter Digital, the virtual studio, in the description of this episode. And if you're loving the podcast and are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I would so appreciate you leaving a rating and a review. All the reviews really, really help us to reach more listeners like you. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you next week.